Speaking on KBIA's Intersection, Columbia School District Superintendent Chris Belcher says the tax levy increase would help keep the district afloat following the expected loss of federal stimulus dollars.
If the state economy continues to slump and we do not get new revenue from the state, failure to do any action locally will result in us having to dismantle some very important programs in Columbia Public Schools that make us special. And we think that's a public decision because it's a public school.
The bond issue would be used to finance improvements on schools and fund new construction. Combined, the two tax increases would cost Columbia homeowners an additional $12.34 a month for a median family home valued at $150,000. Columbia School Board member Jan Meese says she expects the board to approve the increases.
The board has been mulling this over for quite a long period of time and really realizes that the numbers show, is if it's population or if it's operations, we do need enhancement to our budget.
If approved by the school board, Columbia residents will have a chance to vote on the increases during an April ballot. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.